This is a special report from the Tom Gulley Show Global World Eyewitness News Team. Recently, Kim Davis, a county clerk in Kentucky, ignited a firestorm by defying the Supreme Court and a federal judge, refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses, then refusing to issue any licenses at all. For this, Ms. Davis was held in contempt of court and jailed. Now, she claims she will not issue or authorize any licenses and that she will not validate any licenses. Naturally, the Tom Gulley Show has again managed to land the blockbuster interview the large corporate media organizations would sell their souls to get. Please join us as we speak with well-known religious bigot and serial marriage fan, Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here. I would just like to thank you and, of course, the Lord, our Savior Jesus, for having me here today. Thank you, Jesus. Love you. Mean it.
Great. Now, do you remember...
Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. All praise and glory to your name, and don't let the gays get married, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, we get it. We really get it.
I just want to make the world into a Jesus sandwich and then just take a big bite and then make other people eat my Jesus sandwich, whether they've had lunch that day or not. They have to have some Jesus sandwich.
I do not doubt it. Can you give us your recollections of how the whole thing started? The Supreme Court made same-sex marriage legal. Can you recall the first request for a same-sex marriage and your reaction to it?
Well, as usual, me and Jesus were in my office watching Judge Judy. I'm a county clerk, so I like to keep up on the law. And one of my helpers came in and told me there were two people wanting to get married, and they was the same sex.
And how did you react to that?
Well, I'll tell you. Jesus had told me that the press would be out there. And so Jesus told me to look good in front of them. And he picked out, he picked out one of my sauciest, plain ankle-length skirts and a scandalously drab jumper frock. Then I sashayed out there and told them people they couldn't have a gay license because Jesus.
And when you were asked under whose authority, you replied under God's authority. Would you care to elaborate? Most people would interpret that as you creating your own de facto personal theocracy.
Well, I don't know about any of them fancy words Jesus just made the devil make you say. But under God's authority, I can't give out no marriage licenses to people with matching love parts.
Love parts? Well, that kind of brings us, I guess, to your own marital background. Many have noted the deep hypocrisy in your denying marriage to others under, quote-unquote, God's authority. When you've been married four times, and not only that, and get your scorecards out here, folks, you cheated on the first husband with the third husband, and those kids out of wedlock were adopted by your second husband, who's also now your fourth husband, right?
I'm pretty sure that's correct.
Were you trying to set, you know, a white trash world record, or did that just kind of happen?
Of course, the temptations of my irresistible body have frequently made me the target of lust and want. Until Jesus gave me the power to resist temptation, I was a shameful harlot. And now I'm all Jesus-y. And that never happened.
Why one guy twice? And why the guy that's dressed like, you know, he's on hee-haw when he knows he's going to be on a national press conference?
Just look at him. Oh, that man is a walking specimen of Jesus' glory. Just the thought of Joe in his bib overalls and his straw hat make me palpitate with Jesus down in my pleasure wallet.
pleasure wallet. Here's another thing. A lot of this seems to be about money and your job. Now, your mother hired you as her chief clerk in 1991. In 2011, 20 years later, residents complained that you were making $51,000 a year plus $11,000 in overtime, while the sheriff of the county made $36,000 a year with no overtime available. And subsequently, the salary budget for clerks was unanimously cut by one third. How do you feel about that?
Well, now I make $80,000 a year to not do my job that I swore to do. Once again, thank you, Jesus. Good has triumphed over evil. Hallelujah. You're my best friend, Jesus. We're going to share a ride to work, Jesus.
Your mother stopped being clerk in 2014. And that's when you ran for office and you won. Just wanted to ask you, how's your term going so far?
It's glorious. I got to meet Mike Huckabee and Ted Cruz on the same day. Oh, Lord, there goes my pleasure wallet again.
Many have pointed out that your sinful, sinful ways mysteriously stopped when it was clear that your mother's position as clerk was coming to an end, and your mother was also famously, seriously, religiously bent in the head like you are. Was this just like religious conversion? Was that whole thing really just a play for votes from the same people that put your mother in office?
Of course not. I don't know why Jesus lets people think that just because I want to impose my own ignorant, narrow-minded religious beliefs on the public, but am unwilling to resign my job, that it was ever about me keeping my job and my Jesus.
So first you started denying same-sex licenses, and then you started denying all marriage licenses rather than issue them to gay people, right?
Well, Jesus told me that if I was going to deny the gays their constitutional rights, I should be completely fair and deny everybody their constitutional rights.
Jesus has played quite a hand in this, hasn't he? What do you say to those Christians and, of course, fellow Jesus supporters who disagree with you and say you can practice however you want outside your sworn position?
Oh, I have an answer for that. Jesus told me that they just need more Jesus in their Jesus. It's plain as day. Not enough Jesus in their Jesus. They need a higher concentration of Jesus in their Jesus. They should just buy the concentrate like I do. Drink it right out of the jug.
As things start to get back to normal, I understand you've been conducting a weekly Bible study for female inmates at a local jail, like you were before this controversy. Will you continue to do that or not?
Jesus told me I didn't have to do that no more because all them people was going to burn in hell. Jesus said not to waste any more time on them because their skin was going to roast and burn while they wailed in agony and the flesh fell off their bones. And Judge Judy backed him up on it. Toot sweet.
Okay.
Do you like my teeth? Jesus made them for me.
All right. That's all we have time for. From our guest, Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis. Ms. Davis, thanks for being here.
Play me out with Survivor. Play me out with Survivor. Jesus says everybody always plays me out with Survivor. It's the eye of the tiger.
We don't have that song. No, we're not playing you out with Survivor. Stop
with
it.
My husband and
those aren't even the words. And you didn't ask him.
God and Jesus.
Stop.
And God and Jesus.
Just stop. Please, just stop.
I am the Tom Gully Show Translator 3000. Translating newsmakers for humans. Translating Sarah Palin.
Yeah. I'm proud of her to want to take on an advocacy role and just let other girls know that this is, it's not the most ideal situation, but certainly make the most of it. And Bristle is a strong and bold young woman, and she is an amazing mom. And this little baby is very lucky to have her as a mama. He's going to be just fine, but very proud of Bristle.
Translation. We're so very proud of our daughter taking an advocacy role. Just like she advocated putting fingernail marks in Levi Johnson's back. She's a strong, bold woman who talks about abstinence after riding her boyfriend like she was super glued to his crotch. Then, as soon as she possibly could, she ran off to Los Angeles to shake her ass in front of any camera with a red blinking light. We're very proud of Bristol, and we're all just waiting to see what moronic dolt gets to pound her like chopped meat so she can have another crappy reality show. You know, just like her mom. This has been the Tom Gully Show Podcast Translator 3000. Good day.
The following is a public service announcement from The Tom Gully Show.
Due to recent events, we are compelled to pass along this warning for listeners of The Tom Gully Show. Tragically, over the past few weeks, a pattern of alarming occurrences has befallen listeners who have failed to support the program via social media. For example, a Margaret D. from Indianapolis was struck down with chronic, incurable, sudden flatulence after ignoring an opportunity to like the Tom Gully Show Facebook page. Similarly, a Chuck L. of Richardson, Texas was horrified to find that a sphincter opening had replaced his mouth after plagiarizing a Twitter posting from the show. A Marjorie H. of Tuscaloosa, Alabama passed on a chance to join the TomGullyShow.com via Google Plus, and her dog Mimsy subsequently exploded. And both Zachary J. and Ted R. of Doylestown, Pennsylvania sent nasty emails to Tom at thetomgullyshow.com and subsequently saw their genitalia blacken, shrivel, and fall off in the shower. Don't let this happen to you. Like the Tom Gully Show on Facebook, follow the show on Twitter at Atomic Palooka, and join and subscribe with links at thetomgullyshow.com. Email the program via tom@thetomgullyshow.com, and when you do, good things will happen. Thank you.
The preceding has been a public service announcement from the Tom Gully Show.